إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأزواجه وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All praises due to Allah. We praise Allah, we ask Allah's assistance, and we seek Allah's forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil souls and our bad deeds. Verily, whomever Allah guides to Islam, no one can lead astray. And whomever Allah allows to go astray because they do not want any guidance, then no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no God or deity worthy of our worship except Allah alone with no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. May Allah send his peace and his blessings and exalt his mention, that of his wives, his companions, and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah the way he deserves it. And do not die except in a state of submission as Muslims. Brothers in Islam, there's a battle that is going on today. A competition. A major battle. But it has some characteristics unlike the ones we are used to. It is not a battle that is confined or restricted to a geographical location such as during war, where two countries or otherwise will be fighting on some land. That's one form of battle. It is not like the ones we see in sports on some sort of field or playground. Not that kind of battle either. It is not the one that you see in a wrestling or a boxing match in a ring. It is not restricted or confined to such a location, a place, or time. It is beyond that. It is a battle or a competition that is more serious than that. Much more serious. And the difference as well is that each and every one of us, and those who came before us, and those who will come after us, will partake in this battle, in this competition. No choice. Usually, you're given a choice. You may compete, you may retreat. But in this particular battle, brothers, we don't have a choice. We are in it. We are living it. We are experiencing it at this very moment. What is this battle? What is this competition? It is that of the dunya and the akhirah. The battle between this worldly life and the hereafter, the life to come. And as every battle, there's usually a winner or a loser. Sometimes they come out even, it's a tie. Don't worry about the brother and the fan. You came here to listen to the khutbah, not to see a brother move the fan. Don't let the shaitan be so dominant over you, my brothers in Islam. Have some strength. This is a reminder of the Quran and the Sunnah. So we must pay attention to the Quran and the Sunnah regardless of the speaker. The fan is going to stay there. Or it may go away. But the speech may take you to Jannah or Jahannam. So make sure you pay attention to what is being said. This battle is serious. And this is a manifestation of what I'm talking about. This is the house of the hereafter. This is where you invest in the hereafter. But some of us are still concerned with the dunya. The world has overtaken our minds and understandings. See, each and every one of us, if he's a Muslim for real, he will understand. He will believe in this battle. But the problem is not in believing, the problem is in striving to be successful. And I ask you, and you don't need to answer me, who is supposed to win? Who is supposed to win this battle between the life, this worldly life, and the hereafter? Isn't it supposed to be the hereafter? Yes, indeed. The question then is, where are the brothers who are striving? Where are the brothers who understand and live accordingly? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us in the Quran this reality. But see, nowadays we only read the Quran. So someone can say, MashaAllah, Makharij al-Huruf, his recitation, the way he pronounces the letters, so beautiful. That's it. He recites nicely, huh? He has a lot of the Quran memorized and all the good and dandy stuff. But then ask the brother, Akhi, where is the implementation of this in your life? It may be absent. So we read the Quran, we read these verses. Have you read Surah Al-Isra? Have you read Surah Al-Isra once in your life? Did you come across these verses in the Quran? مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةَ تَعَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Have you read these verses? And if you read them in Arabic, did you bother to see what they mean in the language of your mother tongue? Did you bother to see what they're talking about? Allah knows best. Who amongst us are among these individuals? In case you haven't, allow me to take the pleasure to deliver it to you at your own convenience and comfort while sitting down. Allah told us the reality of this dunya and the hereafter. Allah says, interpretation of the meaning in English, whoever wants this quick transitory life, quick passing life, this worldly life, Allah says, we shall readily give him. We shall readily give him whatever we want to whomever we will. Whatever we want. You want a lot of dunya? You may get a lot of dunya. To whomever Allah wills. This is in the dunya. But then Allah says, but in the hereafter, we will prepare for him the hellfire, where he will enter therein disgraced and humiliated. You get the dunya, but that means that you gave victory to the dunya over the hereafter. So there's no second round. There's no getting up from that knockout. That is the knockout that you don't rise after, my brother. No water can help. No doctor can help. No brother can help. No mother can help. No one can help. Once you knocked out, you knocked out. And then you will enter Jahannam. We seek refuge in Allah from Jahannam. That's for the one who want the worldly life. But then the verse continues, because the human beings are always of two kinds. Believers and then disbelievers. Then among the believers, there are those who understand and implement, and those who don't. As for those who do, Allah says, then whoever wants the life to come, al-akhirah, the life in the hereafter. But hold on, look at the wording in the hadith, in the ayah. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. عَمَل is work. Sa'i is striving. Striving. And he strives with the necessary effort due. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Whilst he's a believer, then those, their deeds will be appreciated and rewarded in the hereafter. Look at the wording. Sa'a. Strive. You must strive. And where are the brothers who are striving? Where are the brothers who understand the value of this life? Allah tells us in the Quran that this life is insignificant. وَفَرِحُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَاعٍ. And they rejoice the life of this world. They rejoice it, they enjoy it. But Allah says, and verily, the life of this world compared to the hereafter is nothing but fake. Fake temporary pleasure. And today Muslims don't seem to understand this. We don't seem to understand this, my brothers in Islam. This is the most important thing to understand in your life. Where your destination is relevant to this understanding today. Isn't it time that we give the right of Allah? Isn't it time that we fulfill the obligations? Isn't it time that we prioritize first Allah, then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Islam, then the worldly life. See, the Sahaba knew this, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was around to advise. But that's not an excuse for me and you. That's not an excuse to say, they had him, so he advised them, what about me? I tell you, Allah decreed that these narrations will be brought to you. They took the advice, they memorized the advice, they narrated the advice, so today we have the advice. So now it is irrelevant whether you met Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah, or you have not, it doesn't matter anymore. His reminder came to you. He grabbed Ibn Umar in the hadith in Bukhari. أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبه قال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. وكان ابن عمر يقول إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك. ابن عمر said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم grab me by my shoulder, pay attention, it's an indication of a serious reminder and love. When you hold your brother while you're speaking to him, this is means of affection. You care for him. Akhi, pay attention to what I'm saying. He told him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be in this dunya as if you are a stranger or a wayfarer, a traveler. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does a stranger mean? Who is a stranger? How many here are from the kingdom of Saudi Arabia? How many here are Saudi? Allahu A'la, maybe one or two. All the rest of us are strangers. And even if you've been here for 20 years, you will remain to be a stranger. And the only time you feel that you're going home is when you go back home. Even if you've been here for 30 years, you tell your people, I'm going back home on vacation. You don't say this is home. You live here, but this is not your house. This is not your permanent residence. You are a stranger. You don't speak the language. You don't eat the same food. You don't dress the same way. So no matter what it is, we will remain to be strangers. This is not our culture. You may adapt. You may get along. You may manage. But you will never feel home until you go back home, where people dress like you, talk like you, eat like you. Then you say, I'm going home. Is that right? That's right. So then a stranger is someone who doesn't belong. You do not belong. And the Prophet ﷺ told Ibn Umar, be in this world like a stranger. Don't belong. It doesn't mean that you live on the sidewalk and beg for money and just worship Allah. No. You strive, you become successful, you earn money, you take care of yourself. But you don't let that distract you from the objective of life. You don't let that become your priority. You have wisdom. You have balance. You give Allah His rights. You ensure that you're going to go to paradise. Then you strive for this dunya. That's the stranger. So this is not home. This is not home. This dunya, this transitory dunya, is not home. Home is over there. Home, my brothers, is in Jannah. Once you have 2 feet in Jannah, then you are home. Until then, you are a stranger. And a stranger doesn't belong. So make sure you don't belong. Or a traveler. What does a traveler do? When you travel from one destination to another, then you take only that which will help you get there. You don't burden yourself. If you want to go back home on vacation, you don't take all of the furniture you have at home. You take your passport, you take some clothes, and the necessary things that will help you get to your country. Because you're a traveler. A traveler doesn't burden himself with too many things. Otherwise, he will never make it. And in this dunya, we must be like travelers. Don't burden yourself with too many things, so much so that you don't have time for Allah. So much so that you don't have time to worship Allah. No time to make da'wah. No time to enjoy the good. No time to forbid the evil. No time to attend classes. And this is another reminder. People overseas cry. They cry. They make telling phone calls all the way from a foreign country to some sheikh over here so he could speak and then someone will translate because they are hungry for knowledge. The brothers want to learn. Who? The reverts. those who just embrace Islam from another religion, another nationality. They're dying to hear knowledge, to learn knowledge, to implement knowledge. Here in this country, it is being thrown at you. Yaqi, for the sake of Allah, come and learn. And brothers just don't care. The shaitan tells them, you know this already. Oh, you lecture this title of the lecture, oh, the last messenger. Oh, I know this is about the Prophet ﷺ. I know about him. This is not for me. That's for the new Muslim. Subhanallah. But where is the reminder that we need all the time? We need the reminder, even if you know. How often do you know something and you do not practice it unless someone reminds you of it? Then you say, Subhanallah, I've known this. And I haven't been practicing it. But now when the brother reminded me, I'm going to put it back into practice. You know what I'm saying. Knowledge is being given, but brothers are letting, when the battle between the dunya and the hereafter take place, the dunya is always victorious. The concern for the dunya. Now don't misunderstand me, some of us have excuses. I'm not trying to put anyone down. Some of us really are unable to take time for this because of the pressures they have. Maybe they have family overseas that they need to provide for. So they must work hard. We understand. But this is an exception to the rule. This is not applicable to every one of us. I'm speaking about those who can afford some time, but simply can care less. So a traveler does not take everything with him. He only takes that which will help him. A man came to Muhammad ibn Wasi'. قال له كيف أصبحت؟ قال ما ظنك برجل يرتحل إلى الآخرة في كل لحظة. A man came to Muhammad ibn Wasi', one of the righteous predecessors. May Allah have mercy on him. He told him, how are you this morning? How are you this morning? He told him, what do you think about a man? What do you think about a man who every moment of his life, he's going towards the life to come. Every moment of his life, he's moving to the life to come. What do you think about such a man? How do you think I will be this morning? The brothers were concerned. The brothers were waiting for the life to come. They were striving for the world to come. نسير إلى الآجال في كل لحظة وأيامنا تطوى وهن مراحل لم أرى مثل الموت حقا كأنه إذا ما تخطت الأمان يباطل ما أقبح التفريط في زمن الصبا فكيف والشيب للرأس شاعل فرح من الدنيا بزاد من التقى فعمرك أيام وهن قلائل. This is one of the poems that was recited by one of our righteous predecessors. He said, we are moving to the life to come. We are moving to our destination every moment. And our lives, our days are numbered. And they are nothing but short stages. He said, I have seen nothing like death. I have seen nothing like death. It is as real as it gets. But when it is overpowered with deception, it is as if it doesn't exist. When we don't think about it, people as if death doesn't exist. Then he went on to say, how evil is negligence at the time of youth. So what about it when your head has become white? When the hair on your head has become white? Leave this dunya with provision of righteousness, because your life is nothing but a number of days and they are just a few. This was a reality. This is a reality that they understood. And unless we understand, we will lose the competition, we will lose the battle. Brother in Islam, I do not want any one of us to be a loser when his life is terminated. Just the other day, we were driving down on Hira Street, and there was an accident. And as a result of this accident, there was a man dead on the ground. What was his story? He was waiting for a limousine. A brother who went out of his house not knowing what is waiting for him, thinking a limousine, calling the people, I'm on my way, 10 minutes I will be there. And all of a sudden, a car hits another car, the car hits him, and the man dies instantly. And they come and carry him, and I saw this with my own eyes. Said, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, wallah al-azim, this could be one of us. This could be one of us. This could have been one of us. What are we waiting for to repent to Allah? What are we waiting for? This moment, when it's too late, we want to go back and rectify foolishness and tricks from the shaitan. If you are a true believer, you will not buy that. You will not believe that. You will strive today. Because this could be one of us tomorrow. May Allah give us understanding of this deen. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. All praises due to Allah, and we ask Allah to send His peace and His blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers in Islam, there's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, hadith Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu wa ardah, قال جاءت الملائكة إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو نائم فقالوا إنه نائم، فقال بعضهم إن العين نائمة والقلب يقظان، فقالوا إن لصاحبكم هذا مثلا فاضربوا له مثلا، فقال بعضهم إنه نائم، وقال بعضهم إن العين نائمة والقلب يقظان، فقالوا مثله كمثل رجل بنى دارا وجعل فيها مأدبة وبعث داعيا، فمن أجاب الداعي دخل الدار وأكل من المأدبة، ومن لم يجب الداعي لم يدخل الدار ولم يأكل من المأدبة. فقالوا أولوها له يفقهها، فقال بعضهم إنه نائم، وقال بعضهم إن العين نائمة والقلب يقظان، فقالوا الجنة الدار هي الجنة، الدار هي الجنة، والداعي هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، والداعي هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فمن أطاع محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم فقد أطاع الله، ومن عصى محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم فقد عصى الله. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فرق أو فرق بين الناس. The angels came to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was asleep. So some of them said, he is asleep. But the other said, the eye is asleep, but the heart is wide awake. The heart is awake. Then some of them said, verily, this companion of yours has a similitude. So strike the example. So some of them said, he is asleep. Then the others said, the eye is asleep, but the heart is wide awake. Then they said, his example is like a man who built a house. And then he made a feast for people to come and eat. Then he sent a caller to invite the people. So whoever responds to the caller will enter the house and he will eat from the feast. And whoever rejects the caller, he will not enter the house and he will not eat from the feast. So they said, interpret it for him so he may understand. So some of them said, he's asleep. The others said, the eye is asleep, but the heart is wide awake. They said, the dar, the house is Jannah. And the caller is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whoever obeys Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has obeyed Allah. And whoever disobeys Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has disobeyed Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the distinction between the people. This is the fine line. If you want the competition to be victorious, if you want the hereafter to be victorious over the dunya, then upon you is the obedience of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the farq, he is the distinction between the people. Where are we from that? I am seeing wonders nowadays. I am not trying to pick on anyone, but it is my job and your job to remind each other. If I don't remind you when I see something wrong, meaning I'm fake, and you should not have me on this minbar. And if you don't remind me when I do something wrong, meaning you're fake, and you should check yourself as a brother in Islam. I'm not trying to pick on anyone, but I want to mention something that I just witnessed downstairs. I come to this place 5 minutes ahead of time, waiting around in my car. And instead of seeing brothers going to the Dawah Center, I see brothers leaving the Dawah Center. Where are you going, ya akhi? This is time of the khutbah. And 80% of the crowd is just walking in. 5 minutes before the imam, talking about favor in the dunya over the hereafter. I will exclude from this particular reminder those who have an excuse with Allah. Those who have a valid excuse with Allah why they came late with Allah. As for those who know that they don't have an excuse, what is going on with our minds? This Jum'ah that Allah has blessed us with, one of the most important things in Islam. One of the ways, do we ever meet like this besides Jum'ah? Tell me. Do we ever meet in this fashion from every background and nationality?
except on Jumu'ah? No. It's always a special group from some country, Islamic event, or Westerners, or from India, or from Pakistan. Only brothers from there. You may come, you may be welcome, but not really. Not really, akhi, this is for us. This is the only place where we don't have these barriers. And brothers don't seem to understand the importance of Jumu'ah. Brothers walking away from the masjid at the time of coming into the masjid. Brothers doesn't mind if he's in the front row or the back row or on the roof or downstairs. It doesn't matter. Why? Because the dunya is overpowering the hereafter. Because the competition right now, we are knocked down. And it is time that we wake up. Salah. What do you know about the salah? The last thing the Prophet was saying before he died, as-salatu salah, prayer, prayer. The Jumu'ah and otherwise. My brothers in Islam, wallahi it is a shame. Every Friday the same thing. Who works on Friday? Who are the brothers who are working on Friday? The we can count them on our fingers. There will not be more than 10. Wallahu alam. 20, ya akhi. And the rest, it's a day off. We still come to the khutbah just with the imam. Do you know that the hadith in Bukhari, that when the imam enters, there are angels at the door writing down the name of the brothers who are coming in. Al-awwal fal-awwal. The first and the first. First, second, third. Once the imam comes in, the angels scroll the books. They don't write your name anymore. Once I come in from here, or Dr. Yahya, or anyone else, your name is excluded from the list of those who attended Jumu'ah. And the brothers don't care. The brothers don't care. We must care. If you want to win the battle, you must care. You must change. You must strive. Strive. وَسَعَ لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. Strive with the necessary effort. Do, ya brothers. It is enough being lazy. This place should be full way before the time. Way before the time of the Khatib. Read the Quran. Get the reward. Finish Surah Al-Kahf. The angels are making dua for you. You are in the state of salah as long as you are waiting for the salah. This is the currency for the hereafter. This is the currency, not dollars, not riyals, not pounds. It is good deeds. And you are investing in a business. You want to be successful, you must do the work today. Enough procrastination and waiting and delaying and denying and delaying. I remind myself and you to have taqwa of Allah, to change our ways. Wake up, ya Muslims, wake up. Wake up from our sleep. We need to rise again as an ummah. It's not going to happen while we are in this condition. So you either join the ranks of those who will be in the front run, the front run is the pioneers, or you stay behind. Inshallah, none of you will stay behind. Aqim as-salah.